It's amazing how when you try to make a start for God and you've been through some serious issues, all kinds of old friends will come out of the woodwork. They show up with all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of, it just seems like that's part of the program. I want to just briefly here, I want to go to the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. You can stand for a moment if you will. Amen. Amen. There's a lot going on in the world today. I'm in Matthew, the 24th chapter. 24th chapter. And I'm just going to read a few verses here, pick out a few at random. It starts off, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered, said, take heed that no man deceive you. And that's what I want to talk about here. You may be seated. Pay attention, in other words, at what's going on. Make sure you know the truth. Make sure that you don't take lightly what's going on in your life. Don't let people deceive you. There is a truth that can be found. There is a God who's real. And your life, my life, is nothing but a vapor. It's the only reason we're on this earth is to find our way to God and serve Him. And then we go away. And everything that happens during that lifespan, if it doesn't end up with us serving God, it doesn't count. Amen. Everything. I mean, everything needs to be done so that the end of the story will always be that all things work for the good of those that love God and are the called according to His purpose. But there are a lot of people trying to deceive everybody in the world. It seems like the longer we go along, the worse it gets. Sometimes I listen to the news and it just seems like a lot of people have gone nuts in the last year or two. You know, just nuts. Trying to deceive one another. And I'm not saying one side's better than another side. It's just, it seems like everybody has learned to lie to each other. And it just seemingly is the thing that everybody does now. It seems like it's worse than it's ever been. Because I've been paying attention to the news for years. I've been staying up to date on current events ever since I was young. I've been in radio and television and all these things for years. And I've been interested in these worldly events. But I've never seen a day like we're living in. I have never seen a time worldwide. And the whole thing, I mean, it's so easy to see what happened. It's deception. It's spirits of evil working with people, deceiving other people. And we're instructed here, as these disciples said, tell us when all these things are going to fall apart and when the end of the world is going to be and when you're going to come back and tell us. And the first words out of the mouth of Jesus in response to that was, you take heed that no man deceive you. That's more important than knowing when the end of time is coming. That's more important than that person on the internet that your chairman was talking about, knowing how did y'all get all this stuff started. You know, those things don't matter that much. It's just it's good to be able to reflect and look back and see how God has blessed us in many ways. And we're still in the beginning of something that God is doing that's greater than anything we've seen at this point. A lot of times it takes a lot of building up to a point when it seems like things are small. And then when the time is right, God puts it together. And we know that's coming. But meanwhile, take heed that no man deceive you. because many shall come, Jesus said, many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And I've heard this taught so many times by people who have tried to use illustrations. Oh, yeah, I know this person that said he was Jesus Christ, and I know this other one that said that he was Jesus Christ. And you know, I don't think this is what it's talking about. When you look at this without your own carnal way of looking at it, and you let God open your heart a little bit, it's just saying that a lot of people will come to you saying that Jesus really is Jesus. It's like, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. There are a lot of people today talking about Christ. And they talk about the name of Jesus. They go to church. And they teach about God. And you can get just about any denomination, any church group, any organized religious system that is structured on Christianity, you can pretty much find people who will teach you that Jesus, who was born of the Virgin Mary almost 2,000 years ago, was and is the Christ. And they're coming in his name saying that he is Christ, and they shall deceive many. That's what I see here. There was a man walking down the sidewalk here a few years ago saying, I am God! And he just kept yelling that out. So I walked up to him and I said, hey, God, I've been wanting to see you for a long time. And he looked at me like he was startled. And that God actually ran from me. But I don't think anybody's going to be deceived by some nut walking down the sidewalk saying, I'm God, or I'm Jesus Christ. But take heed that you don't get deceived by those who are coming in his name saying that Jesus is Christ. Take heed not be deceived by religion and vain things that are not based upon the Word of God. The Word of God is simple enough that an open-hearted person who really is sincere can find truth. Amen. You want to be real? You want to serve a real God? Find the real Word of God and don't add to it and don't take away from it. It's just right like it is. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to be deceived. Sincere people. We're not fighters of other religions. In fact, I don't like to have a name that can identify our little group here with any particular religion, because everybody wants to put you in some kind of a box. Everybody wants to look at your label and decide what it is that you're all about, and they deceive themselves trying to figure out what they know about somebody else that might have had that kind of a name on the door. Well, as far as I know, we're the only place in this area that has Norwich Tabernacle on the door. Amen. If two or three others start deceiving a lot of people, and they call it Norwich Tabernacle, we may change it to something else. We got a lot of names to pick from. We've been called all kinds of things since we've been here. Praise the name of Jesus. Some of those things we won't name our church, though. God is so good. He's so good. But, you know, I've had people, you know, and I just hate it. I've had people call me and say, so what are you? And I've had actually this experience several times in Norwich when they pull something out of me, which I am. I mean, I'm Pentecostal. But usually when I say that, all of a sudden the conversation changes. They got all the Pentecostals figured out. I've answered the question with words like, I am apostolic. Well, all of a sudden, I lose something by leaving the answer to that question unanswered. It seems like we get along better, and we're able to talk better, and the conversation goes on. But as soon as you tell them something, that they know seemingly in their minds what you're all about if you say that, you lose something. Because everybody is sick of deceivers. Now we're in a real world. And people are crying out for something real. And they're all over our nation, not just this nation, but all over the world. People who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tired of being down and out. Tired of being lied to. Tired of politicians and government leaders lying to everybody. Tired of business people lying about your job. Tired of people that are supposed to be teaching you something good, lying about what they're teaching you. Taking the history out of the history book, changing history. You can't change history. History's what it is. But people want to deceive one another today. But let me tell you something. We're in an opportunity time here. We're in a time when people are ready to pay attention to where the truth is if they can find it. If they can find it. I don't know any people in my life anymore who are looking for a certain religion. I don't know any people who are looking for something that to teach them their creed or to teach them their system or their organized way of looking at things. But I'm meeting a lot of people who are just saying, I just want to know the truth. I just want to know God. I just want to know this God out there. You know, if we would quit being so hung up on what we believe in, what we've stood for all these years, who all we've been a part of, what we've been associated with, that's all a lot of bunk. We need to just give it all to Jesus and be real. In a real world where searching hearts are crying out for help and truth, God has a church, and the name of His church is church. Let's praise Him right now. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. Glory to God. So if you want to be part of the church, that's what we want to be part of. So let me just say it like this, and please don't let this turn you off. I'm a Baptist. Serious. We baptize people. That's what Baptist means. I'm a Methodist. We have the method. Hallelujah. I'm Catholic. And all my friends out there who are Catholic, you can be comfortable here. This is part of the universal church. That's what Catholic means. I'm apostolic, which means whatever these apostles that followed Jesus wrote in the book that we read called the Bible, that's apostolic. We believe what they wrote. I'm Pentecostal. And that's only a word that's used to identify people with this experience that happened on a day called the Day of Pentecost. And people receive the Holy Ghost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've received that same experience, and many of us have received that same experience that happened on that day of Pentecost. But Pentecostal doesn't have to be the name of a religion. It doesn't have to be the name of a certain church. Pentecostal is just describing your experience. It was an experience like they had on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. It happened to me in my life. A Pentecostal experience. Now, you can have a Pentecostal experience in Catholic Mass. You can have a Pentecostal experience in a Baptist board meeting. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say is we just need to just break down these walls and let God be God. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You'll hear of wars and you'll hear of rumors of wars, but see that you be not troubled. Now, why did he say that? Most of us get really troubled. We hear of wars and rumors of wars. But he's trying to teach a lesson. Jesus is teaching a lesson here. Tell us about the end time. Tell us when all this stuff is going to fall apart. Tell us when all these things are going to happen. And he just says, don't be deceived. Take heed that no man deceive you. You're going to hear about a lot of things. Wars, rumors of war. But many are going to come in my name saying, I am Christ. And they will deceive people. Too many people are using Matthew 24 to try to teach about the end time and the second coming and when the end of the world is all going to take place. The lesson here in Matthew 24 is don't let yourself be deceived no matter what's going on. No matter if your kids turn against you. No matter if your family falls apart. If brother hates brother. If there's war going on and chaos and commotion, earthquakes in diverse places, everything that can go wrong goes wrong in the world. Lift up your head. Remember, your redemption draweth nigh. Take heed that no man deceive you. There is a real Christ. And you don't have to listen to teachings about Christ that are not true, because you can use your own Bible and search it out for yourself. You don't need somebody's tract saying this is what we believe and how we see it. Open up the Word, get on your knees, pour your heart out, and be real. I promise you, whatever God is that's proclaimed in His Word, He is that for you right where you are. Let us stand and praise Him tonight, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived when you've got a real God and a real world where real things happen. And there are problems everywhere. That's why we need to make sure that we get our calling right. We get our experience right. We know what's right, and we grab a hold of that regardless of what the name is on the sign outside. Don't let people deceive you with religion, hallelujah, and ideas, false teachings. If I or Paul said, like, or an angel from heaven come to you teaching any other thing than that which has been delivered, which has been received, that which came from God, let him be accursed. He said, even if it's me, let me be accursed. Even if it's an angel, let the angel be accursed. And I say to you, what I'm saying tonight is, find God for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm doing the same thing. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, if you hear me teaching, you hear me preaching. And I start teaching you wrong, you follow Jesus. Don't follow me. Praise God. He talked about, oh God, I don't want to preach to others and then become a castaway. We're all trying to do the same thing. We're trying to know this same God. We're trying to have this real experience so that when we get in trouble, we can say, Jesus, and He's there as our Heavenly Father. And there's a Holy Ghost within us that says, Abba, Father, I love you. And it's like a child calling out to Daddy, say, I'm in trouble and I need some help right now. And the one Father that can do anything, no matter what the situation is, reaches out and helps us out of the condition. And this is real stuff. This is real stuff. He's able to break into the jail, Brother Jamie. Hallelujah. Just in time, before the sheet goes around your neck, Jesus is there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some wonderful things are developing. Wonderful things are developing. There are a lot of doors opening and a lot of people who are tired of religion, ready to start serving God. And I'm so glad to be living in the day I'm living in. Things are changing in the world, but God is still the same. Things are going haywire. But remember, don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody deceive you. This is a time with all the trouble, all the lying, all the chaos, all the world condition. This is a time to grab a hold of your faith, grab a hold of your God, and let the real people of God be counted for Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want to be in anybody's box. I don't want to be a part of somebody's religion. I just want to be a godly, searching, sincere person in this troubled world, having peace in my life. Thank you, Jesus. You just can't beat this peace. Jesus says, follow the way of peace. Wonder why he said that? He's just saying, no matter how tough it gets, no matter how rough the way, no matter how big the problem, know Jesus for yourself. Thank you, Lord. He's the peacemaker. Amen. He's the peacemaker. He whispers peace to your troubled soul. In the midst of war, he is peace. In the midst of crisis, he is peace. Thank you, Jesus. He is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody's going to win anybody to God with debate or argument. Nobody's going to prove to anybody that you're right. Because we're all accustomed to being lied to and everybody being right that teaches all kinds of garbage. So nobody wants to listen to anybody who wants to force some kind of doctrine or some kind of belief on us. I don't want to listen to you, and you don't want to listen to me. If I come across saying, you better do this, and you need to do this, and you better believe it. No, I'm not, you know, somebody comes to me like this, you need to do this, it makes me bounce back. I don't want to hear it. I can get my instructions, praise God, from the Lord, who never forces people. He is a God who speaks with a still, small voice. He says, whosoever will, let him come. The other spirit, the other crowd, the crowd of darkness, those demons out there, and all their followers who are yielding to those bad spirits, they want to make you serve God. They want to force you into this thing. They'll kill you to make you believe like they believe. If you're not like they are, then you gotta die. It goes to that extreme. Countries go to war because somebody sees religion in a different way. Hey, nobody converts anybody by cutting each other's head off. Nobody converts anybody with that spirit that wants to cut each other's head off. Nobody's going to win anybody to God by trying to get somebody to join your religion. Or go to your church. But if somebody right there on the internet, on TV, or in this place right now will humble your heart before God, the real God that created all things will come right where you are, and you can know in your real calamity that you may be going through, in this desperate time of living, that there's a real answer who will change your life. So that you can wake up in the morning while everything around you is still falling apart, saying, everything is all right between me and God, and I just feel good today. Oh, it's so good to know Him. It's so good to know Him. Take heed that no man deceive you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody would like to come up and just spend some time in prayer, just come and stand. Our altar is just an altar where we just stand or kneel. In other words, you just be yourself. If you want to kneel down, you can. If you want to stand up, you can. If you want to sit on a chair, you can, but just in your own way. Don't leave this service without touching the real God, because He's here. He wants to love you, and there's no pressure. Everybody say, no pressure. You don't have to join our group in order to know this God. God is just here with an outstretched hand saying, I want to be your friend. I want to be kind to you. I want to give you some help. I want to help you through this troubled life, make things better for you. Praise God. As you come to know Him, you want to serve Him. Nobody has to make you serve Him. If you look in the Word of God, He'll tell you what to do. You just do what He says, it'll work out. And I'll tell you what, you'll end up in heaven. Praise God. It won't end up at the cemetery. When you get past the cemetery, you're going to be so thankful that you didn't join somebody's religion, but you found God. Thank you, Lord. Let's talk to Him right now. Lord, we praise You. We want to praise You, Jesus. Oh, thank You for being God. Thank You for being our Heavenly Father. Thank You for watching after us. Thank You for being patient as we've so many times been uptight, been out of shape, trying to prove our point to somebody. Thank You, Lord, for the understanding that brought us to this understanding that causes us to realize that patience has virtue and there's greatness in wisdom and in understanding and in the knowledge of God and the way of God and all the examples we have of the meekness of Christ and the Word of God and how that You can teach a profound truth to doctors and lawyers and the most educated. Even when you were 12 years old, you're able to confound them because Your Word is so real and so right and so true. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Jesus. Praise Your name, Jesus. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. You open up your heart a little bit more right now, He'll just bless you some more. He doesn't hold His blessing back. It's up to you, how much do you want? You know, if you're thirsty, if you're real thirsty, if you come to a good fountain, won't you just kind of get a little bit extra to drink while you're there? Praise the name of Jesus. You've come to a great fountain here tonight. How much do you want? I promise you, God's able to give you more than what you can ask Him for. He never runs out. Praise the name of Jesus. He's not going to hold back from you. How much do you want from God tonight? How much are you willing to receive from Him tonight? Oh, hallelujah. He's here. He is here. Thank You, Jesus. How thirsty are you? Oh, hallelujah. He that hungereth and thirsteth shall be filled. Hungering and thirsting after His goodness, His righteousness. Drink until you're full. Have you ever had a little drink and you were thirsty but you didn't get enough? Hey, if you don't get all you want here, it's not God's fault. Get all you want. Get all you want. Amen. Raise your hand two or three extra times. Raise your voice a few extra times. Move around a little bit more than usual. Ask God again for another blessing. He's here. He will do what you want Him to do and a whole lot more if you let Him. Jesus says, I will if you will let it happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Inhabits the praises. He inhabits the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you feel you have nothing that He would inhabit, He can give you something He'll inhabit. Thank You, Jesus. A new nature. Hallelujah. God can take the most terrible of individuals, make them a saint. Hallelujah. He's afraid of nothing and no one. Sin, the stink of sin will never stop Him. He can't clean you. He can make you whole.
Hallelujah. Would you one more time lift up your hands and your voices to the Lord? But just reach. Praise God. 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 We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's God that restores the soul. He makes all things new. Hallelujah. Man, a lot starts flowing out of this river, out of this well, this fountain. It never runs dry. Hallelujah. His blessings will never stop. Nothing can stop God. You'll never reach and pray one morning and find the fountain dried up. But if you find you dried up, go back to that fountain. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for the word of God tonight. The testimony of Jesus Christ. The power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. We thank you for making a difference in everyone's soul and every heart that has turned, Lord, and humbled themselves and began to pray. And that's when they'll start finding you. Hallelujah. That's when their minds can be converted. Their sins can be blotted out. When they turn and they humble and they start to pray, that's when the voice will be heard. That still small voice. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for it tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be not deceived.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Beautiful word of God. Amen. God bless you tonight.